When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide.
This is, I mean, we've talked about it many times in this podcast over the 6 years. We've played it many times. I've spoken of my love for it many times. Dan Fogelberg. Auld Lang Syne.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing it for New Year's Eve. This is our New Year's Eve episode, I guess, because when is actually New Year's Eve? Is it Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
The 31st, Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, so this would be it. This would be a New Year's Eve episode. Unless, of course, you're Patreon. We might throw something out on Monday day, New Year's Eve day.
Ooh.
But this is like a New Year's Eve song, I guess. I mean, it's just everything you want from a song. Old guy going back to his town. You know, I mean, I don't have to tell you people, you know. Says there, he sees her in the grocery store and he touches her on the sleeve. Today, she'd call security and this guy'd be arrested. But back then, it was different. You know, and they got together and hung out and drank in the car. I mean, these are days gone by, right? He couldn't do any of this stuff anymore.
None of it.
Got a six-pack and drank in the car. Yeah. Arrested again. Yep. Every verse ends with an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
all right. But anyway, that's Dan Fogelberg. Don't want to ruin it for everybody. What a lovely time of year, Alex. The week between Christmas and New Year's. If there's ever a time to just let yourself go, It is the next 5 or 6 days where you could just say, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. I don't know if you guys have that luxury or that type of job or, see, I guess the thing about it is I've always been in kind of like show business jobs for the last, I don't know, 20 years. And in LA kind of shuts down for 2 weeks, more or less, like around December 22nd to like January 3rd.
Oh, I'd say it shuts down for a month and a half.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it gets longer, but depending, like that's like the way it goes. And so you could just not do anything for this week right here, this whatever.
Yep.
Like I said, 6 days. And I'm choosing to do that. Of course, I have a daughter now, so I have to do things. Like, I'd love to do absolutely nothing. But I feel like I'm getting shamed by, like, social media because I'm seeing a lot of videos of friends and their kids around the same age as my daughter. And their kids had got bikes and stuff for Christmas. We didn't do any of that. We have a bike right here. Yeah. You see, it's been sitting here since the day we got it, untouched, because my daughter's like, no, I'm good. I don't need it. So I'm seeing kids like riding bicycles, no training wheels, like balanced riding bicycles. And I'm like, oh, am I just failing as a dad? Like, should she be riding a bicycle by now?
Maybe.
Your reply is supposed to be absolutely not.
No, but
she loves 9 hours of television.
But didn't you get her a skateboard?
We got a skateboard for this Christmas. She's not in hell I'm letting her on that. She will, I mean, well, and she's not getting on it. She just sits on it, you know, and then skates around the house sitting on it. But if she stands up on it, forget about it. She would go flying.
Do you want me to teach her how to skateboard?
I mean, her nephews were here, and they're really good. Okay. And they were trying, but she's just like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, teaching you, say skateboarder, she's 4. You can't teach her anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I feel like I'm being shamed. Like I feel like kids are more advanced, but what am I going to do? I mean, in the end, it all evens out, right? Eventually you learn to ride a bike. Eventually you learn to do this. You learn to do that.
Life also isn't what it seems on the social media.
Alex, I don't know where you learned to ride your bike.
Oh.
But probably somewhere in Vegas, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Parking lot or something. It was in the old way. Didn't you do like parking, leading like wide open spaces?
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe there were more wide open spaces in Vegas than like where I was in La Ronkonkoma.
Mm-hmm.
The Lytels next door, George and Barbara Lytel and their daughters, Deborah and Suzanne, they had a circular driveway. And at the time, circular driveway, I was like, what?
Whoa.
What type of money are you bringing in that you got a circular driveway? Not even circular. What would that be considered? Like kind of what we have here.
Like
you drive
round,
in, you drive out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not circular. It's like half circular. But anyway, that's what they had. Drive in, drive out. And nobody in Ronkonkoma, at least on Ocean Avenue, had that. It was just a straight up driveway. So when there, we learned on their circular driveway, and they let us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was open to for learning. And I think all of us learned on that driveway.
Yeah.
It's now, I believe they all might be dead.
The Lytels?
The Lytels. I think George and Barbara, the parents are dead. And the daughters could be dead too.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't turn out. Listen. It turns out I was sold a bill of goods on how much it cost for a circular driveway because I don't think they had anything. You know, I mean they were basically on welfare more or less,
mm-hmm.
and so somehow they got that circular. Anyway, we were happy to learn on that, and that's how we learned to ride a bike. So now I figured we have the same thing here. This would be a perfect place for my daughter to learn to ride a bike, and nothing.
Hey, nothing?
Nothing. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to say is, a long way to get there, I'm trying to say that I would love to do nothing this week, as many people may be doing. I'm not exactly sure, but I can't. I have to do a ton of things.
You have to teach your daughter how to ride a bike.
I feel like a lot of people, a lot of family members, my mom, my sister-in-law, my parents, my daughter's parents, I mean my wife's parents, sorry, mm-hmm. and her sisters, nobody got the memo. You guys did. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You said Olivia's coming over with something today, and you better text her and let her know. Because I don't think anyone got my Christmas memo this year.
Stay the hell out of
your
house.
No, not that. Not that too. You know what? I'm gonna amend it and put that at the bottom.
Okay.
No, it is no small plastic shit. I don't want it. So if there's like a castle, like a My Little Pony castle, and then it comes with a big castle, mm-hmm. a couple of My Little Ponies, and then every My Little Pony has a fucking necklace and a couple of earrings and little horseshoes. And I don't know. No.
Yeah.
Okay. I got more little tiny plastic shit than I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't even know what it all goes to.
Mm-hmm.
We got more unicorns and little unicorns. My Little Pony. That's like, I don't even know. And I'm furious, Alex. I'm furious at people. I want to call my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law gave us not only little plastic shit, she gave us things that make noise.
Oh, yeah.
She gave us a little karaoke machine. So I was excited about it. I fire it up. Little mini karaoke machine. The speaker's this big and two microphones. Alex, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You get a couple eggnogs in me and there's a microphone in the room. A hot mic.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm going to start singing Auld Lang Syne, crying halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
I touched her sleeve. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Anyway, I fire it all up, get it all charged up.
Yeah.
And I turn it on. It's a tinny little piece of shit, but I start, you know, singing my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my daughter wants the other microphone. And I was like, well, maybe we could do a duet. Do we know any duets? She doesn't know any of the classic duets.
No.
I said, you know, Alan's in the Stream? She does not know it.
No.
She does not know the one from, you know, Dirty Dancing. There's a couple of good duets in that. She doesn't know any of them.
No.
So so she's just making noise, just screaming into the microphone now. Ba, 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 ba. So now that's amplified. Little plastic pieces all over the house. Amplified sounds. These are the things you got to, if you people have children, and I know most of you children of are you know, adults now, because you did it at the proper time. You had children at the proper time. Don't. No small pieces. No slime. No slime. No glitter. No slime. No small pieces. No noise. Is that? Am I doing pretty good? I see you look a little concerned right now, because I think that whatever Olivia's bringing over has every single one of those.
No, I was thinking it through. But yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Enough bullshit. Today's episode is about a very special person. It's about a very special person in the Cover to Cover family, and it's their birthday. Today is the birthday of Mr. Alex Kahn, everybody. People are talking about it all over the world.
Yeah.
We're a worldwide podcast, and people in Australia and Ireland and Portugal. England and Portugal, they're going crazy. Some of them celebrating in the streets for Alex's birthday. I didn't even know it was Alex's birthday. He did mention it. We talked about birthdays before, and I knew his birthday was in December. I didn't know the exact date, but it's today, your birthday.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
32
years old. 32, wow. 32 years old. Still just a, you know, a kid.
Just a pup.
In the world.
Yeah.
And what do you do for your birthday?
I don't know. Whatever.
This podcast.
Work.
What a fun day.
Yeah. Whatever. We're probably going to dinner. I don't know. Olivia's got something planned.
You kind of get swept up in the Christmas and New Year celebrations, having a birthday 27th. Sarah Colonna birthday 29th. So you guys are, you know, within that same week.
She'll be in Arkansas.
She'll be in Syracuse, New York, up in the Funny Bone in Syracuse for New Year's Eve. God help her. Mm-hmm. God help her.
Happy birthday.
I tried to warn her. She did not heed my warning. So, you know, good luck to her. Anyway, so happy birthday to you, Alex.
Happy
birthday. I hope it's a good one. I hope you have a nice day today. On to some stories that we want to discuss. We'll get back to Alex's birthday in a second, everybody. We're not completely done with Alex's birthday. We have a huge I'm waiting for the band to show up. I hired a big brass band to come and do a happy birthday rendition for you. You ready to hear about the 2024 Times Square New Year's Eve celebration?
Yep.
Of course, every year it's a big celebration there in Times Square. They drop the ball. You know, the ball's made of Swarovski crystal. It's Swarovski. So am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep.
Swarovski.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mother loves a Swarovski crystal. She'll let us know it is. She'll have like some sort of brooch or something on her lapel or something. Uh-huh. You know, like an American flag or snowman or something. We're like, oh, look at that. It's Swarovski crystal. Okay. All right. Calm down. You know, so anyway, I believe that the ball that drops, which I've never actually seen the ball. I don't know the significance of the ball dropping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a story behind it, but I don't, you know, I don't have the time for that.
Let me see.
But anyway, I believe it's made of Swarovski crystal, at least it used to be. And it'll drop in Times Square like it always does. The main one, it used to be Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Dick Clark died years ago. He had a stroke. God bless the man. Everyone seemed to love Dick Clark. I knew him from, you know, my youth. And even before that, he was on TV in the 50s with American Bandstand, all through that. Then he became like a, you know, Dick Clark was Dick Clark. Anyway, he wound up having a stroke years ago. And then he continued on hosting the New Year's Eve Rockin' Eve with the stroke. And it was tough to watch. And I'm not saying that to be funny. It was a little tough to watch. And Seacrest eventually took over as Seacrest. I think we have a rule in this country where if somebody retires, Seacrest has to take the job. Mm-hmm. He's taken Wheel of Fortune. He took this New Year's Eve. And, of course, Seacrest is perfect. He's the best TV guy in the business, as far as I'm concerned. Nobody gets it done quite like Seacrest. You know what I'm thankful for about Seacrest? We haven't heard anything. We don't get any bad news on this guy.
Because
we keep reading about it. There's another one. Alex was just telling me before we went there. Vin Diesel's the latest caught up. And, you know, somebody's saying he got aggressive, sexually aggressive with a... It always seems to be an assistant, assistant.
Yeah,
and that, I think it's the same way with Vin Diesel and Jamie Foxx, who was an assistant. There's always... That's why I don't have an assistant, Alex. I don't want to use somebody up in here. up in here, you know, telling me I got up on him here in the garage. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have an assistant for that reason.
Yeah.
Plus, she'd have absolutely nothing to do. What do I need? What should I do now? Oh, shit. I don't know. You want to put these Christmas balls in that box? I don't have anything for her to do. So, or him. Could be him. Whatever.
I think that might be the problem. I don't think Vin Diesel really had that much for her to do either. Isn't that the problem?
Well, I mean, imagine he's got something going. He's a big star, right?
Yeah.
He's got another Fast and the Furious coming up, or 11 or 12 or 15. But anyway, Vin Diesel's the latest. He says it's absolute bullshit. And if that's what everyone's first. The first thing he says is it's completely untrue. I'm out there. But then the one guy, he just got convicted of it, you know? And he had a little bit of a different situation, the John Major Powers.
Yeah, Majors. Jonathan
Majors. And he got screwed because he was going to be, they were prepping this guy to be the new Marvel universe. He was going to be like the head guy of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
He was immediately fired the moment after the verdict came down.
Disney can't.
So he's out of that. I mean, who knows what becomes. And his career was like taken off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like a girlfriend. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're still boyfriend, girlfriend.
If I read, she went with him
to the court and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that was, I don't know what, I mean, I was kind of half reading the story, but you got to feel bad for a guy like that. And everybody involved. I mean, a guy's career's just taken off and it's like, oh, shit. But whatever. What I was trying to say was that there's really no dirt on Ryan Seacrest that I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, every time I feel like there's a bit of a cover-to-cover curse, every time we say that about somebody, some dirt comes out. I hope that's not the case because I enjoy Seacrest. I like him. Dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
Dear friend. We worked together at E! News. Well, we worked together at E! He was on E! News. I was on Joseph. Somebody, by the way, I'm glad this came up, Alex, because somebody wrote on one of the, and I'm trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to be funny, you know? Somebody wrote on one of the Facebook pages, something they wrote, somebody put something about me and Chelsea Handler, and somebody wrote something like, oh, Chris worked on Chelsea lately? He never mentions it. And I get the joke, everybody. I get the joke. But I've mentioned many times on this podcast, the only reason I continue to bring it up, and it pains me to bring it up. It does. But I have to bring it up because it's the last time I was around people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell stories about my life, it was the last time I was, you know, there was some people around. I was at, for 8 years or whatever it was, I was in an office with 200 people.
Yeah.
So when you're with 200 people in an office, it lends itself to stories. On a television show, it lends itself to more stories. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stories to be told about it. Hey, listen, there are podcasts out there that exclusively talk about old TV. I mean, the Office girls talk about The Office every episode. Cruise News talks about nothing but Cruise. I just looked it up, Cruise News. Another person off overboard. Didn't find him. They never find him.
They don't.
No. So anyway, but yeah, that's why I bring up Chelsea, because I haven't seen people since any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
Been around people for 10 minutes, but not all day, every day. For 8 years. So that's the only reason I bring it up. And if you don't like it, don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me, Alex?
Yeah.
This is meant for you too. Anyway,
oh, it's meant for me.
No. Okay. Anyway, New Year's Eve. Back to New Year's Eve. Of course, it's going to be so rocking New Year's Eve. It's got everybody. But here's a couple of New Year's Eve facts, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Also known as Old Year's Day or Saint Sylvester's Day. Did you know that?
No.
New Year's Eve is one of the most exciting holidays of the year. Some countries, such as the Philippines and Latvia, celebrate New Year's Eve as a public holiday. In Japan, it's a government holiday. And in other countries, many businesses let their employees off work early so they can partake in many of the festivities.
Ooh.
Okay. By the way, we were wrong. New Year's Eve is actually Sunday.
Yes.
New Year's Day is Monday. I think we said Sunday earlier in the podcast it was Monday, but New Year's Eve is Sunday. There are many reasons this is one of the biggest nights of the year, not just because of its big parties, celebration. New Year's Eve can be a significant turning point in your life. Don't we all think that?
Yeah.
You know, don't we all think it's going to be a significant turning point in anyone's life? Once you start cruising, you know, down the road of life, I don't know if there's many significant turning points anymore. I always look for one. You know, I look for a significant turning, but like a real significant. I'm talking real significant.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, you know, like what happened to like...
Like near-death experience? Like...
Sure. Okay. I mean, obviously you went to that.
No, but
I
like...
I see what you're hoping for me.
No, I'm just
but
wondering what a...
No, like, I was thinking more along the lines...
I mean, you have a child. That's,
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, was that supposed to be... Oh, shit.
Supposed to
all right.
Change.
I guess I was supposed to say that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, except for the birth of my daughter. You know, people always have to say that. After they already say something else is the greatest, they're like, oh, yeah, except for the birth of my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I meant that, too.
Yeah.
But, no, I was saying...
Well,
like,
that one goes without saying.
Yes, of course. I was saying more like what happened, just to use them as an example, because I know several people where this has been the case, but like a Matt Rife, where it was just like a complete overnight just blow up.
Yeah.
Like, that seems significant,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know a couple of other guys who've had like that significant of a blow up. Not that I'm looking for that, but that would seem like a significant. So I guess on New Year's Eve, you would hope for something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, it can be that.
They're trying to say.
If you had a rough year, New Year's Eve is off a feeling of relief. You could be thankful the year is finally over. I can understand that one too. Like, what a. Whew, bring on 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. New Year's Eve is also a time to forgive past mistakes and form new habits. Many people make New Year's Eve resolutions. I've tried, never to any success.
What, any resolutions?
I mean, you know, don't you always kind of like make small ones, I guess? I don't know, like this is the year. You know, I had one time, I decided, I don't know what I was thinking, a couple of years ago. I took out a little piece of paper and I was going to do... You know, people say to write stuff down. I feel like in some cases it has worked for me in the past. Secreting, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about secreting. Sorry, we're stopping and starting here today because there's a lot going on in the with construction and landscapers outside. So a lot of noise. So yeah. We're stopping and starting. So we're trying to pick up where we left off. That's, to be perfectly honest with you, that's what's happening. But we were talking about secreting and all that for New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? Write it down and blah, blah. So I wrote down one time a couple of years ago in a little pad. I wrote down some things I wanted to happen with this podcast and like touring and some other stuff. You know, and what you do when you do stuff like that is I believe, Alex, you write these grand things. You know, you're not going to write, hope I play, you know, the Nashville Zanies because that could happen. Mm-hmm. So you write big ones, you know. That'll probably never happen, but hey, this is what Oprah said to do, so you do it. Anyway, one day my daughter's like going through like where the little nightstand where I keep it, and she found it and, you know, just gave it to my wife. My wife was like, oh, look at all these things you wrote down. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't ever for anyone to read. You know, and I feel like an idiot. So it was one of those things. So I don't do it anymore because I don't want to be made fun of. These people, they didn't make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have no more goals. My goals are done. But anyway, for New Year's Eve, that's what you're supposed to do. Things like that. You want to hear some other New Year's Eve stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent time to look back at the year and reminisce with friends and family. Many cities throughout the world going on. Did we say that already? Some of the best cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. New York City, Sydney, Bangkok, Dubai, Cape Town, London, Las Vegas. I think I've been in New York City and Sydney for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And LA many times. In Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries, the tradition is to eat 12 grapes during the countdown to midnight, symbolizing hopes for the new year. Around the world, eating anything in the form of a circle or ring symbolizes coming full circle and is considered good luck. Did you know that?
I did not.
I think full circles, though, you don't want... Doesn't that get you back to where you started, full circle?
Yeah, isn't that the opposite?
You want half circle, like where I learned to ride my bicycle over to Lytell's.
Yeah.
You want to be... Yeah, because full circle, I think, just gets you back to the same shitty beginning you started. Anyway, you get the idea. Other ways to participate? You want to hear some other ways to participate?
Yep.
On New Year's Eve? You can host a party to ring in the new year. Set some achievable goals. That's a big one. Achievable goals.
Yeah.
I set goals that are in no way achievable. I won't be doing that anymore. If you can't be at a celebration, watch one live on television.
Okay.
Whoever wrote this is really half-assing it. Have a game night with your family and see who lasts until midnight. Nobody in this house.
Nope.
Go for a midnight run. No. Attend a concert that goes past midnight. Nope. Go ice skating in a nearby park or indoor rink. Once again, no. Kiss your spouse or significant other at midnight? Sure, we'll do that.
That's quick
Enjoy a quiet evening at home journaling.
Well, you had me until journaling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly. Yeah. I would have done quite a bit more. Hold on a second. Honey, grab my journal. What? Yeah, the journal. The one that you made fun of. I have a couple of things written down in pencil in my weird chicken scratch handwriting. And then bring that back out. I'm going to start journaling again. I wish I was a journal guy. I really do. It's like, once again, I'm going to try and cheat. I'm going to try to achieve being robe guy. Talked about it on, I don't know if it was a regular episode or a Patreon episode.
Regular.
I purchased a robe from Pottery Barn, 75% off, fur lined and monogrammed. Thank you very much, CMF. That's a crazy motherfucker. And I decided that I'm going to be robe guy.
Yeah.
And I've tried this several other years. I said, this is the year I finally am going to be the robe person. I just don't know where and how to do it. I don't know when I'm supposed to become robe guy because robes are tricky, Alex.
Yeah.
They are tricky. I know it's supposed to be post-shower. But then again, so post-shower, so how long post-shower? You know, how I put the robe on, and is it 4 hours of post-shower or is it 3 minutes post-shower? Because 3 minutes, I got no time. I'm going to get dressed. I'm dry. I'm getting dressed.
I think it depends on your level of robe guy. Like, well, you're a fledgling robe guy.
Right now.
10 minutes.
10 minutes I'm in the robe.
Yeah.
Drying. In the entire course of the day, I'm only doing 10 minutes.
Feeling
in the
it
robe.
Out. Getting comfortable with the robe.
Okay.
A year from now?
Oh.
You got an hour in you.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. Now what if I put the robe on? Do I have something underneath the robe? Because I feel like I have to. Because that belt doesn't do. And say I'm sitting down on the couch.
Yeah.
And I want to watch TV. Now, if I sit down with nothing underneath the robe, it's like, you know, it's like balls out and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. Sorry.
I'd say you get a longer robe.
To create that image in your head. My apologies.
You know.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So get a longer robe is what you're saying? So not a kimono style.
Yeah, you have an awfully young daughter, so maybe not short.
Well, I tell you, my father used to take baths. You know, he's like one a week. And he'd come out and he'd get into his chair and the balls out all the time. But we were just, all right, let it happen.
Yeah.
You know, he was getting himself prepared for his week of work.
Yeah.
And we didn't let it boot. We didn't let it bother us.
No.
So that I would feel weird about that. So I feel like I have to have some sort of shorts or pajamas underneath it.
Yeah.
Now, once again, we're creating a whole other person.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm pajamas and robe, now I'm some 1950s dad or something.
Yeah, Scrooge.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Or Hugh Hefner or
something. Yeah.
And then if I put it on like on a Tuesday afternoon, I feel like something's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
If I'm in a robe on a Tuesday afternoon. So it's a very, very tricky piece of clothing. I think the most tricky I have to, vote on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I got one. So I'm thinking about being that guy. I also would like to be journaling guy. I always did. I always wanted to be the guy who sat there and journaled. Mm-hmm. And then one day after I die, somebody finds it and, you know, goes, oh my God, this guy had such a rich life. You know, what am I going to say? Dear journal or whatever. Mm-hmm. Today, I went to Jersey Mike's. Boy, it was busy over there. I normally get the number 7, which is, I believe, the turkey.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on the numbers, but, you know, for the journal's sake, let's just go with number 7. But today went with number 8, the roast beef.
Mm.
I didn't have it Mike's way. I'm still journaling about the.
Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily like the onions. But it's basically Mike's way without the onions. And I was one time shamed by the woman behind the counter who said that. She said, do you want it Mike's way? And I said, yes, but no onions. She goes, well, that's not Mike's way. And I was like, oh, no, okay. Yeah, I get it. I just, you know what I mean, right? Okay. I thought it would be easier if I said Mike's way, no onions. She's like, yeah, well, you just screwed up Mike's way.
Yeah.
I'm still journaling. Mm-hmm. I'm still journaling. Mm-hmm. Please, not interrupt me while I'm journaling.
Sorry. I get so worked
anyway,
up.
Anyway, so that would be my journal entries. It wouldn't be anything very profound.
Well, I'd say it's profound, and I'd say with a robe and
that's sitting there
your
talking
profound
about,
musings, you need a typewriter, a journal.
I know. Well,
you need
I would love it. Anyway, that's what I would who I would like to be, but maybe for New Year's. Who knows? You want to hear some more? This bustling holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel on your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. How do you like that read, Alex? Ooh, I didn't stumble once.
Not once.
And now let me tell you what I really think about Factor. I love it. The last time I had it, I went for the calorie smart version of what they have. You can choose from vegan and veggie, protein plus, or many other wholesome options. They have 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle. Portions perfect, easy, forget all the prep. I think it's like 2 minutes in the microwave and you are having a good time. I love all their stuff. The calorie smart stuff is 550 calories, proteins, this add-on, 55 plus add-ons to suit various preferences and tastes. You could choose from quick breakfast items, lunch to go, grab and go snacks, ready to eat. They sent me the cold pressed juices and the smoothies, mango and strawberry, all fantastic. I love it. With Factor, you can rest assured you're also making a sustainable choice. We offset the delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices. Head to factormeals.com/covertocover50 and use the code covertocover50 to get 50% off. That, you know what, Alex, you know what 50% off is?
Whoa, what is
half.
It? Ooh.
That's half price. That's
one half?
That's a lot.
That's the best that deal we've done yet.
That is more than that's almost what I got off my robe, my fur-lined robe. Cover to cover 50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/covertocover50 and use the code cover to cover to 50. That's factormeals.com/covertocover50 to get 50% off. Thanks, Factor. I love you guys. Think about what you can do to make next year the best year of your life. No matter what you decide to do, ring in the new year, share it on social media with a picture, and just write hashtag New Year's Eve. I want to hear some New Year's Eve history. The first New Year's Eve celebration was thought to be held in Mesopotamia. Because of the calendar at the time, the celebrations took place in March. Ringing in the new year consisted of an 11-day festival. When the calendar switched from the lunar year to the solar year, the new year began in January. This occurred in 46 BC when an astronomer convinced Julius Caesar to follow the solar year. It seems that since way back then, the coming new year has been a cause for celebration. Through the years, many new year traditions have formed, some of which includes fireworks, parties, and singing Auld Lang Syne. I feel like this article is written by AI. It's one of those weird AI articles that have like no personality to it at all, just like weird facts. The New Year's Eve ball first dropped in New York City in 1907. Was Times Square the first place to ever drop the New Year's ball? No. Before that, many of the other countries dropped balls to signify the passage of time, most specifically for maritime use. There you go. That's my answer to that. The time ball was first suggested by Royal Navy Captain Robert Wauchope. The idea was to have the ball placed high atop a building and near the harbor so the passing vessels could look through a spyglass and note the time. The balls were designed to drop precisely 1 p.m. every day. Wauchope erected the first time ball in Portsmouth, England. They wanted to go, you get the idea. Shut up. How many people fall asleep before midnight on New Year's Eve?
All of them. Yes. Me and you.
According to Wallet Hub, 12% of people fall asleep before 12 o'clock. I bet it's a lot more now. Yeah. This might be an old article. Yeah. There's no late night anymore, as we've all talked about. The other thing I'd like to talk about is when Alex has an article that we're going to talk about a little bit about canceled people in 2023 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I also want to say that I was just reading some more stuff about Kanye West. I mean, I guess he had posted this thing on his Instagram in Hebrew, his apologizing to the Jewish people for his latest rants about whatever, anti-Semitic rants. He wrote it in Hebrew, whoever wrote it for him, in Hebrew, on Instagram. And I just don't know when this one's going to be over. and why we're even still continuing on with this. Like, eventually we just got to write this guy off as just a bit of a lunatic and move on with our lives, right? I mean, because I don't know, is he even doing music anymore? Like, we were in it, in the beginning, we were in it for the music, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really, that's not my style of music necessarily, but I did enjoy some Kanye stuff.
Jesus Walks.
Yeah, like, it was good stuff. Some of it, and then I know people loved him. Like, people who are into, like, hip-hop and rap loved Kanye West. But I don't think that's happening anymore. And then it just became, you know, it's wild. It gets wild at times. It gets back to normal or normal-ish and then wild again. But now it's getting to the point where we're like, all right, fuck this guy. But that doesn't seem to be happening.
No.
Like, it still seems to, I don't know, people accept him. But if anyone else were to say this shit, it'd be over.
It's over.
But I guess it's over, like, I mean, he's not like he's doing Pizza Hut commercials.
Yeah.
You know, so he can't take that away from him. He's just doing kind of nothing. I mean, Instagram is, you know, he can always be on Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all he's doing. He's walking around Italy and these different places on Instagram with his big-titted girlfriend, you know, with a pillowcase over
KKK
her head.
Hood.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But the whole thing, I just got a feel. Yeah, Kim Kardashian, she just posted pictures at the Christmas party or something with the, you know, the four kids. Mm-hmm. I believe they're all his, right?
I think so.
Aren't all the kids of Kanye's kids?
I believe they are. Yeah.
But anyway, now they're, first of all, I didn't realize there were four. I happened to see the card yesterday or whatever it was, picture from the party. They have some party over there at that Kardashian house, the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Everybody comes. Everybody who seems so, I mean, the whole thing seems so annoying to me. I mean, listen, God love the Kardashians. I got no beef with them. But, you know, you got Paris Hilton's there, Kathy Hilton, all, they're sledding in the backyard. I saw a video of Kim and Paris, like, sledding on some snow that they had put in.
Fake snow.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real snow, I guess, but, you know, fake, sure. Fake, made by, didn't come out of the sky.
Yeah.
So anyway, and they're sledding and pretending like it's fun, but it's not fun.
No.
They go 5 feet, her and Paris Hilton, and they're laughing and like, oh, cut it out. So, but who knows? Anyway, everyone seems to be having a good time. But for me, I look like, oh boy, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But if I got invited, I'd go. I'd sit in the corner and I'd journal. What are you doing over there, Chris? Don't worry about it. Miss Kim Kardashian, I'm journaling. Who ran the guy in the big furry robe? I don't know, but don't mess with him. Why not? You see what it says on his, you see what's embroidered on his robe? Crazy motherfucker. Don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
He might be insane. So anyway, but it looks like a lot. So I'm concerned about Kanye West. I think we're all done with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
Until next week when we talk
about
him.
He's not doing anything anymore.
No, I know. So except for just being kind of a lunatic.
When he does do concerts, he calls them church and they're out of there by 2
And
two
you don't
in
even really
evening.
See that anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't do Sunday service anymore. No. We love Sunday service.
Yeah.
What do you got? What's your canceled article, people? 2023's. They keep asking if these people are canceled, like a Matt Rife or for whatever weird reason he was supposedly canceled.
Yeah.
Because he made fun of who knows what.
It says celebrities who imploded their careers in 2023.
But then again, Matt Rife and Thomas Sandoval was the other one, right?
Those are the first two. Yeah.
Those are the first two. Both of them careers have never been bigger. So it's, I mean, it's certainly, neither one of them imploded. I understand that there was controversy for both, but it seemed to only help. Who's next?
Those two, Lizzo.
Well, Lizzo was another one that kind of came and went, you know, she was, but then again, she doesn't really have an album out, she's not touring, so it's hard to see if she's been, if she comes out with good songs again, people are going to play them, and she's got pretty good songs, and she'll go see her, they'll go see her concert, she goes up there with a flute, big old gal, wearing like a bikini and playing a flute, who wouldn't watch that shit?
Yeah. It is funny that it says, well,
I'll tell you what, you're not going to have any more backup dancers. So they couldn't loose lips on every one of our backup dancers. Can't even can't even have a good time with these fucking chatty. Can't even tell these bitches to eat a banana, for God's sakes. Anyway, go on.
But all it says is it's too soon to tell if she's canceled. She's lost 220,000 followers. But you're like, that's kind of nothing. She's got to have a half
220,000 followers. Yeah.
She's got 500 million followers.
I mean,
followers,
you lose 220,000 every day if you're her. It's, you know, bots, all bots. It's go all on. Bots. Who's next?
Juliana Margulies.
Juliana Margulies. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to her?
She landed in hot water over comments she made on November 20th on the episode of The Back Room with Andy Onstroy podcast.
Oh, no. Podcasts are... Yeah. This is people with going... Oh. Like when big stars like Juliana Margulies go on a podcast, it's like, don't go on a... If I were their representative, I'd be like, no podcasts. You're good. Your career's fine. You're going to be doing TV shows, you know, that my mom and dad watch on CBS for the rest of your life. Just, you don't need to go on there and talk about, you know, Palestine and Israel or whatever she did. That's what it was, right? Yeah. I do remember this one vaguely. Yeah, like, no. So anyway, go on, Nick. Who's next?
Diddy. Diddy was similar to the Majors
he's had,
one.
He's had a lot of sexual allegations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be over for him. It doesn't look good. Yeah. I mean, but then again, what's over? You know,
he did lose a Hulu series out of this. So,
and the other thing is how this affects my life is I sometimes will wear his
Sean John's
glasses from America's Best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a pretty nice Sean John collection.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I could be running around in Sean John's anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I might have to go over to the Randy Jackson side. And that's for the real poor people.
Yeah.
You know, I stay over in the Jamie Foxx Sean John collection.
Honestly, I think America's Best is what's next for Kanye. Sounds
well, you know what? Bring it on. I would like a new selection. Go ahead. Who's next?
Jonathan Majors, we talked about.
Jonathan Majors, he's had it. He's going to have it rough right now.
David Cho.
David Cho was interesting because he's an actor. You guys might know him. Wasn't he in Beef? The
he
one
was
with
in
Ali
Beef.
Wong?
Yeah.
I know David Cho. He's a good actor. And this was another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it when it happened initially.
Yeah.
On this podcast, he was like on an old podcast, basically saying something about like I was this masseuse and
yeah.
He said something like, and I got a I don't know what it was. Like very tame, I think.
He had made some comment along the lines of like, something along the lines of successful rapist is in quotes or rapey behavior. I think he said something along those lines. But his whole podcast platform was supposed to be, I mean, it was, his podcast is pretty much, I don't know it's DVDASA, which is like a double anal, double something.
What?
Like it's supposed to be kind of like a sexually wild.
Oh, and it's his podcast?
That's his podcast.
Oh, I thought he was a guest on a podcast.
No, that was his. I mean, he might have been a guest when this had happened, but that's what his podcast was. And he had a very successful podcast,
I did
too.
Not know that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. And anybody else?
After him, Colleen Ballinger, who we talked
about.
Oh,
we
about
talked about her, yeah.
Plenty.
She's made the weird apology with the ukulele.
Yep.
I feel like that one went away, too.
Taylor Sheridan, the Yellowstone creator.
Yeah, I know. He's just, like, difficult on set or something, they've said.
People say he
doesn't
a
get along
complex.
With Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, she said some stuff, right? You know. Wasn't she like in her kitchen crying about something and then had to cry again about apologizing for it? And
then the strike thing, you know,
was. That's what the issue was. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going back to work regardless of the strike. That's what it was.
And then they all went back to work
and
week
now
after.
She seems fine. Yeah. I think the one that I'm mentioning is, which I think is the biggest one, and you guys will remember, was Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
they
had
some rough times there, you know, with the Danny Masterson stuff.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're... And then it became like a weird thing where he was getting thrown in. You know, I mean, we live in strange times right now. You know, that starts and the next thing he's like, well, he's on the Epstein list. And we all know that he was trafficking children and whatever. I've read some weird shit. And, you know, of course, none of it is, I believe, none of it is true. It's just, you get to go down some wild rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And, but still, I mean, it's tough. You can't be cutesy guy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you do start doing things where the cutesy image, which Ashton Kutcher kind of had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, fun cutesy guy, punked, and where's my car, and that dumb shit.
Yeah.
And now that's kind of got to be over, right?
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. Now you got to. And then Mila Kunis she's going to be fine, I think. I don't know. I mean,
they're
family, as long as she's still got Family Guy,
yeah.
She does the voices of a Family Guy, she's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Who knows?
Ashton Kutcher, like, the truth, there are only two ways a Von Dutch hat can go, right? It's either cutesy guy or it's kind of rape apologist
right,
guy.
Right, right. That's true, and I think he's done both
and
at this point.
He's hit both now.
So who knows? It's very interesting. But there you go. Here we go. 2024 is coming. 2023 is behind us. I feel we've had a good year.
Yep.
I don't have anything to apologize for, not that I know of. You know, I've made my apologies throughout the year to several people who got mad at me for whatever reason. Kelly Dodds and whoever, I forget who else. You know,
do you want me to name them?
Jeff Lewis's and these people.
Justine Marino,
who who I like. I met her again. I saw her again at the improv party.
Oh,
40th, 50th, whatever, 60th, whatever it was. And she's the sweetest girl, a lovely girl. And I feel like an asshole for ever saying anything bad about her. Because I didn't even know her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to, I'm just talking.
Shooting from the hip out here.
Thank you, Alex. And she's a sweetheart of a girl, and I'm a dick for saying it. But the other ones, fuck them. I'll double down on my fuck them. I'll triple down on my fuck them of Kelly Dodds and those idiots. I got to fuck all those people. But you get the idea. I just had to apologize. Whatever. Who cares? We're going on to 2024. With this podcast, and it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to getting back out live on the road, back out to more shows, more of these Patreons and regulars, and doing what we do, delivering show celebrity news, regular news, countdowns, lists. You know, we love a list. I'll tell you why we love a list over here. Somebody goes, they were asking me what the podcast was about, and and he was like, don't you just do lists or something? I'm like, no, it's not all we do. But the only reason we do lists is because it lends itself to discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on this podcast, we like to discuss things.
It stirs it up.
Yeah, if you're going to count down 10 French fries, everybody's got an opinion on French fries. So you count, you're like, wait a minute, that one's a good one, that one's a bad one. Mm-hmm. So it does lend itself to fun. So we kind of do that. They're hard to find these days because I feel like we've done them all.
Yeah.
But we still find some. And on and on and on. It's going to be a good year. 2024 going to be a good year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the world, you know, like.
Yeah, who knows?
But that's out of my hands. Mm-hmm. You know, the world is out of my hands. A lot of it is just out of my hands. And not to sound like a callous asshole, but I can't. I mean, I look at some of these, you'll see a lot of year-end things now in all the newspapers and Washington Post, New York, whatever I read. And a year-end best movies, best TV shows, best music albums, best the year in pictures, you know? And this morning I was looking through the year in pictures, you know, and it's just very good pictures. I guess if you're a photojournalist, these would be considered excellent pictures. But, I mean, it's just all just death and death destruction and people carrying dead babies down the street and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, hey, I can... To live in this world would be, I would go insane.
Yeah.
And I can't go insane. I have I got to play with slime. And my daughter's got glittery slime that was given to her by a family member. Gave her glittery slime and little pieces, little tiny, tiny teacups for a fucking pony. Ponies don't drink tea. The hell is this fucking pony doing with a little teacup? But anyway, and then my daughter was upset. These are the things that I concern myself. Like, my life is small.
Mm-hmm.
I have to concern myself with the fact that my daughter was having a tea party in her playroom, and she wanted me to make a menu for her restaurant. So I had to, like, draw up. And then I took it seriously. I went and got the different colored markers, and I wrote down 9 different teas. It was tough for me to come up with 9 teas, Alex.
Yeah.
But I came up with 9.
What?
Oolong. I started with oolong.
I
don't know if I spelled it correctly, but I tried oolong. Okay. I went with green, lemon zest, peppermint,
okay,
turmeric and ginger.
All right.
Okay. Wait, there's more. Did I say green?
You did.
Black. Man, I had some others.
Did you have Earl Grey?
Earl Grey. And chamomile?
Yep. Do you have a...
English breakfast?
Ooh.
I think that was 9. I think that was 9. I think that's what I came up with. I couldn't think of any other.
Do they serve throat coat? That's my favorite.
Oh, I should have put Throat Coat in there. I love Throat Coat.
It's a good tea. I should
have put it in there. But anyway, and then at the bottom, I put served iced or hot.
Ooh.
I made a pretty nice menu.
Yeah.
Because she had her cousins coming over, who are all like 10-year-old boys.
And they love a tea party.
Well, that's what she thought. So she set up a big tea party, big menu, and the boys were in the room just, you know, sitting there watching TV and not paying any attention to her. And then when they left, she's like, nobody seemed interested in the tea.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, boys, I don't know if they're interested in the tea party. She's like, I mean, it's unbelievable. They didn't even drink it. And then I left and didn't come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, sounds like you're running a shitty business. We're going to have to board up.
Have you worked on
Beckett's Tea House?
Yeah. Have you worked on your social media?
Yeah. I had to tell her how business works. I mean, you know, restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
So
low margins, kiddo. Low margins.
So anyway, we had a nice. Then of course I have to go now. I'm like, I'll do it. Then I had to sit down on a little tiny chair in her playroom, and I had to go. Oh hi, I'll have the oolong.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we're out of oolong. I'm like, what kind of? I mean, the place just opened. Who's doing the inventory here? This place sucks. I'll leave a strongly worded Yelp review about Beckett's Tea House.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I can't concern myself with, you know, the streets of bombings and the world that is around me. I read about it. I'm schooled in horrible things, but I can't live in that world.
Yeah.
As bad as it may be and seem, and as callous as it may make me seem, I got shit to do. And, you know, I got to go do jokes and stuff at comedy clubs and sun's out. And, you know, I've often talked about, there's a line. I don't know why this line resonated with me so much over the years, but it's from a movie called, by the way, a very good movie as far as I believe, called, oh my God, now I can't think of the name of it. About Last Night, Rob Lowe, Jim Belushi, Demi Moore, Elizabeth Perkins, based on a David Mamet play called Sexual Perversity in Chicago, and it was made into an excellent, excellent movie. I think it's considered an 80s movie, but it's actually better than that. And it's in that movie, Elizabeth Perkins plays like the roommate of Demi Moore. She's kind of like a sassy gal, Elizabeth Perkins. And Rob Lowe comes to pick up Demi Moore at their apartment. She says something about, you know, are you familiar with this? So says something about how horrible the world is to him.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I don't know. I live in a pretty good neighborhood. And I for whatever reason, I saw that movie 40 years ago. And that line resonates with me to this day. Every time somebody says something like, are you this or that or this? I'm like, I don't know. I live in a pretty good neighborhood. Like, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
I can only do what I can do here. I mean, I'm not going to solve the problems and strife in the Middle East or South Korea or the Midwest or any other place.
Yeah.
I gotta, you know, I do my best to not be an asshole. And that's my contribution to the world.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast brings joy to thousands of 58-year-old women throughout America, and some in Australia, just two gals in Ireland,
Portugal,
and
and of course, we made a list in Portugal.
And of course, Portugal. Yeah. So I mean, this is my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't know what to tell you. Happy New Year to all. Happy birthday to Alex. Alex Kahn, 32-year-old Alex Kahn. It's hard to believe that when we started this podcast, you were only like 26-ish.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Spry young man.
Now at 32, do you feel like you've achieved everything you need to achieve at 32?
At 32,
like do you feel like you're doing well in life at 32? I mean, the upward trajectory for you has been staggering.
The growth has been exponential.
Because I mean, let's face it,
for a while.
Well, yeah. I know. I mean, there was only other way you could go was death.
Yeah.
When I met you, it was only death. It was. Because it couldn't have been, so you had to grow from living in your car, freshly stroked, Living in your car. At that point, it had to, the only way it was up.
It was all up from here.
So now it's just like apartments. You're entertaining. Mm-hmm. By the way, are the parents still here?
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah.
Your mom and Olivia's mom are still here?
Her mom left this morning at like 3 a.m. We took her to the airport.
But no, you guys drove her?
Yeah. Exactly. Alex, on my birthday,
you
yeah.
You never drive people to the airport. It's a different situation. You've got to stop that right away. Yeah. Hire a car. yeah. Oh, we got, by the way, we got into a car to go to the airport just for New York last week. And the guy goes, very nice guy. You know, we get one of these big, whatever, Lincoln Navigators or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I think I've been to this house before. He said, this is once again, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're heading out.
Your house.
You yeah, mean, our yeah. house, yeah. And he goes, I drove your parents to the airport when they were here for my brother's 60th birthday.
Oh, party. But yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, so yes, maybe you were. And he goes, how are they doing? I'm like, oh.
Okay.
He goes, because I learned a lot about them. Like, oh, God, this poor guy, my father's brother. Like, so now, where are you from? Nigeria. Because he was Nigerian. He was telling me all about his Nigerian life.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, my father probably talked his ear off for 2 hours on the way to LAX. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he asked how they're doing. And I told him everything. They're doing fine.
So, yeah.
So there you go. So anyway, you feel like you've achieved everything you need to achieve at 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
Doing good.
I've started over a couple times just by choice, you know.
Started over how so?
Just like, you know, leaving. I made good money in Vegas.
Are you familiar with this song by John Lennon, Starting Over?
I am.
Well, maybe we'll end with that. Yeah. You know, because it's a perfect time to play that song because you started over.
Mm-hmm. The new year,
all that. Anyway, yeah, so you feel like you started over. Oh, because you were doing some moving around. It was the Denver there for a minute.
Yeah.
There was just Chicago for a minute, wasn't there?
For a second.
It was Chicago for a minute. It was Denver for a minute. There was, of course, Vegas. Mm-hmm. Then it was here.
Yeah. So, I feel good about.
And now you're here.
It takes time to build.
Now you're in North Hollywood. Are you guys comfortable in North Hollywood? Or is that a move that's going to be, are you going to be moving out of there soon? You like the apartment.
We love the place. We're figuring out the area. That's
Well, I've been trying to figure out North Hollywood for 35 years. Anyway, well, good. We're excited for you and all your future plans.
Thank you.
What are you going to do after this podcast ends?
I might go play some tennis.
No. Ends completely.
Oh, I'm fucked.
That's probably why it's not going to end. It's not going to end anytime soon because I'd be fucked as well. All right, everybody. We love doing the podcast and we'll continue to do it as long as you guys will listen. We hope for growth and we continue to grow, but you eventually get to you get to a plateau.
Eventually, you got to start over.
Oh. Such a great song. It's funny, I was just there. I was such a crazy Beatles John Lennon fan when he was killed, 1980, I believe it was. And I happened to be walking up. I was meeting my brother in New York City last week. And he said, meet me in the middle of Central Park. There's one area that I always meet them. And it's up, the entrance to it, you usually go up around 72nd and what would that be considered? Central Park West, maybe. And the Dakota's there where he was shot, where Yoko lived and still does, I believe. Although I think she finally moved out. She's 90 something years old, Yoko.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are calling Taylor Swift Yoko Ono now. They're saying she's Yoko Ono because they believe the Chiefs are not playing up to their capabilities. But since she's gotten into the picture, they believe that Travis Kelce's he's throwing his helmet around. He's hickeys on his neck. They're saying so. There's just shady business going on.
Yeah,
and they're saying, and I always thought, I was like, wow, we're still using Yoko as the one.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, she's still
the one we use for fucking up everything.
She ruined it all.
Yeah, she's the one
fuck up a good thing.
Yoko's probably like, And the funny thing is, like, I think all the Beatles now have said, like, Ringo and Paul McCartney, and they're all like, no, we were all done with the Beatles. Like, yeah. We did it. We were all... If you watch that fantastic 9-hour documentary that Peter Jackson did, you see it. You see them. They're like, we're done.
Yeah.
We all have our own lives.
Well, and they this is over. They turned out to be 4 superstars.
Right.
They didn't know when they were first starting that they were all destined for great individuality.
Yeah.
But they figured it out pretty quick. You know?
I know. And the other, like, I don't know if we can blame Yoko for it at this point, because I think, and also,
weren't they already arguing?
We should probably thank Yoko for it ending when it ended.
Yeah.
So we don't have to see them on, you know, on The Masked Singer or anything. You know, like, at this point, if they were still together, it would be, they'd be doing some terrible tour.
Yeah.
Where they're half-assing, you know, making it through their song.
John Lennon would be the Simon Cowell seat.
Right, right. I'd much rather it ended when it ended.
Yeah.
And just, it's all just perfect. Mm-hmm. There's no shit. All right, everybody. I could talk Beatles all day long. But anyway, so I walked past the Dakota. Mm-hmm. There it is. It's first of all, a gorgeous building, and that area of New York is so nice. And it just gets me every time. I get very emotional. I get very emotional. And then I walk in, and of course, they built this thing, and that maybe you guys, if you go to New York, you'll probably went to see it. It's a little area that says Imagine on it. It's a little tiled area. And they always have people hanging around. Some guy playing a guitar, singing Beatles songs. Yeah. Always.
Always.
And there's people, like, sitting on the benches watching. And they're all, there's, like, a lot of them are bawling, crying. Like, bawling.
Yeah. Still.
And I know. And I'm like, wow, it's been a while. Like, I don't know if we could still bawl. But it does. It gets you, you know. It gets you. I wasn't one of the people bawling. Alex, I was not one of the people bawling, crying. Don't you dare for 1 second suggest that I was sitting there bawling, crying. Mm-hmm. I was not.
I mean, you're close right now.
I was not. Yeah. I was.
You're close right now. Your eyes are smoking.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. We'll be back with plenty more in the coming days, but happy 2024. Have a great New Year's Eve. Bye-bye.